Harry Bader Show, 1052. We're joined in the studio by Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish in Northeast Wisconsin for an event today. She spoke of it earlier. I did this topic earlier, and I said this is, I think, the way that they're trying to demonize opposition to gay marriage, what they did to the Mozilla CEO when 6 years ago Barack Obama opposed gay marriage, Hillary Clinton opposed gay marriage, but now it's a fringe extreme view. The next thing that I think they're going to do this is, if you support any common sense election rule reform, you are for voter suppression. And the DNC issued a video yesterday. It's about 2.5 minutes long. We played the whole thing with Vice President Joe Biden, where he calls laws, including the one recently passed in Wisconsin, efforts to suppress the vote. Here's what he said about Wisconsin.
Laws like the ones in Ohio and Wisconsin would shorten early voting period, limit the time the polls are open, cut evening hours, and eliminate weekend early voting. That means people can't vote after church. It means hardworking Americans have to take time off from work to be able to vote.
That is simply preposterous. I mean, that is, I'm not going to sugarcoat that. That's a lie.
I will say one thing about this. I found it very coincidental that the exact same day this story broke, another story broke about Wisconsin being one of the finest states in the nation for voting rights and how we conduct elections. We are number 3 in the country. I think that's something that Wisconsinites can be terribly proud of. And perhaps Joe Biden would like to come for a visit. And he can visit the Government Accountability Board, and he can visit some of our polling places, and he can meet and hear the stories of Wisconsinites. What he did, what he said, were so far removed from what actually goes on in this state that, once again, I think logic and responsibility can be some of Wisconsin's finest export products. And if Joe Biden was willing to import a little bit of each, I think perhaps our country would be a little better off.
Well said. But as long as we talked about a bill that recently passed Wisconsin, the Wisconsin legislature, your take on what Republicans did and maybe didn't get accomplished in this past legislative session.
Well, I think everyone was a little bit disappointed that we did not end up seeing the types of school accountability measures that we were hoping for. I mean, you read the MacIver Institute's reports, I'm sure, a couple of days ago over the achievement gap between Hispanics and African Americans and white students in Wisconsin and Green Bay in particular. It was unacceptable. And Superintendent Evers is, as you know, getting together a task force to address this. But this isn't new.
Yeah.
This isn't new. And today I'm going to a school that is a public school that is just for the gifted and talented students in the Green Bay School District. An exceptional opportunity for the kids. It is the only school in the state of Wisconsin just for gifted and talented kids. I think these types of innovative choice opportunities within the public school system, within the voucher school system, within the charter school system, are all exciting opportunities and perhaps opportunities that will dig away at numbers like this, this achievement gap number. When I was recently in Washington, D.C., I toured the Seed School, which, if you take a moment to research that, is extraordinary. It's a boarding school, public boarding school. And they have something like 98% college placement. Amazing. And I look at Douglas County, Colorado, and some of the choices that they have there among public schools. I mean, every parent is facing new and exciting opportunities for their kids. We want to be a state of opportunity for children and moms and dads to pick the best choices for their kids, and not the other way around, not some of the achievement gaps that we've seen, unfortunately, reported over the last couple of weeks.
In the minute and a half that we have left, I want to give a plug for another event. You're going to be in the area for De Pere on Wednesday, May 14th. It is Hats Off to Women, and our station here in Green Bay, on which the show airs, WTAQ, has sponsored this in the past. We do again. A breakfast to celebrate women and benefit the St. Vincent Regional Cancer Center and the St. Vincent Hospital Cancer Research Institute. Enjoy the inspiring story of cancer survivor, Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish. This is obviously very personal and very near and dear to you, and you're really excited to be part of that.
I am. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk about it. You know, we are coming up now on 4 years since that day I was told, you have cancer. It was about 2 weeks before my primary in September in 2010, and I had been bellyaching all summer, and I just thought that that was the pain and the physical exhaustion of a statewide campaign. I figured all the other primary candidates were experiencing the same thing. In fact, I had a grapefruit-sized tumor in my gut, and when I awakened from my colonoscopy, my doctor was over my bed, and he said, you have colon cancer. But then he said to me, but 9 years ago, I was diagnosed with stage 4 brain cancer, and I'm here to tell you about it. It was like the bad news being delivered by an angel. It was amazing. And the rest of the story, of course, as you know, is I did need to go in for emergency surgery. I started bleeding shortly after that, and was able to get out of the hospital a couple hours before the polls closed, got
wow.
to get out, vote for myself, and go to my victory party where I beat all the guys by 21 points. So the story ends really, really well, but if you want to hear the long version of that, there's more suspense, there are more laughs, please come to this event. It's going to be really good. Cervical cancer and colon cancer are the only two preventable cancers. And so I want to talk to you about cancer prevention. I also want to talk to you about women being the healthcare decision makers in their households.
And we're out of time, and in upcoming shows, we'll tell you more and more how to get information on that. As always, wonderful having you here. Thank you.
Thanks for letting me come in and say hi.
You bet. It's 10:59.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to JerryBaderShow.com.
Certain things in life are just worth doing right. One of